This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What are you doing with the rest of your life? How about what are you doing today? What are you doing right now? Would you like to spend some time with us? We'd be happy to have you come along. Pardon my voice. Excuse me. I'm not sick. I just am loaded up or loaded down with whatever is floating around. And I find this almost every spring now, whether I'm in California or whether I'm here. It just comes, and it lasts for a couple of days, and it'll be gone. But at least, the effects of it stick around, because you still have that sort of breaking up of the voice. People say, what's wrong with him? I must be a big smoker. Listen to that voice.
But it just sounds like allergies, because I feel like if you're smoking, then you don't also have the nasally part.
No, not at all. So, what you're doing today, Jay and I are here to perhaps influence what you're going to do today. What are you trying to do? What's your goal for the day? And what outcomes do you want out of today? You want to just make it through Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday? What is it that you want to do? And does that focus on not only what you want to do, but what kind of a person you are? And what are your, what's the best thing to do with your time? You got to go to work. You got to make money. You know, that sort of thing. What did you say, James? I didn't hear what you said. It's Monday.
Yeah.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, whatever day it is. Jennifer.
Yes, sir.
See what you did to my bed. My voice?
I know, you sound a little rough.
Well, what I was just talking to Jay about, and I've forgotten that you were there. The two of you watch Succession?
The TV show, no.
Yeah, okay. So Brian Cox has played the father in this. Brian is a well-known character actor and also the voice of the McDonald's commercials, whether you realize it or not, same guy. And so I've not really followed it because I find that it's complicated. It's a complicated story. But so many people are watching it. But look at all the awards it won at the two or three different shows that focus on TV and movies. So anyway, I'm watching The Blacklist. I'm watching the Beach Boys tribute. And I'm in and out of Succession. And all of a sudden, without me catching what was going on, there was a wedding, supposedly, with one of his sons. Next thing I know, spoiler alert, Brian Cox's character is dead.
Oh, come on, you cannot do that.
So if you DVR'd it, yep. I haven't had a chance to watch yet.
He's dead. D-E-A-D.
Are you sure?
Dead.
No.
Well, that's...
Until next season when he wakes up and it was all a dream and he's just taking a shower.
Yeah. That's right. I like that.
So anyway, what I said to Jay, Jennifer, and you'll, of course, jump onto this, the lady who plays his daughter, I have not seen her before. I don't. She's an actress of some note, apparently. But there's something about her that is engaging. In the same way I was talking about Brandi Carlile and how she was in the Beach Boys tribute. You know, there are a lot of people around now who have just this great energy
to
them. Well, maybe, yeah. You can find them. Maybe. That might be it as well. All right. Speaking of good things, this is sort of an entrail of COVID.
We really need to find out, though, were you actually singing at the Beach Boys tribute? Like, what's happening to you?
Well, I was, yeah. You can't listen to Beach Boys music without singing along. And so this is a CBS tribute that was on Sunday night. And
no,
it was really
but I mean, your
well
voice,
done.
You're so scratchy. Are you having a little hay fever? Everybody okay?
Oh, heavy. Not hay fever. Heavy allergies. Just like I woke up Sunday morning and I couldn't even open my throat. This is the first weekend that I've been fully engaged on the farm since last November.
I think a lot of people
November.
Are feeling like that because it's the first weekend where the weather was really
Let's
nice.
Let's go.
And people were out. Mine is not manifesting in my voice like that, but, I've been sneezing and my eyes have been all goopy and icky.
Yep.
Yep.
So you wonder, again, I suppose going back to the circumstances that exist, how is this different every year? I've had allergies. Jennifer, you've been with me almost 20 years, and you've heard all through the 20 years when I get into, but it just seems to be a little worse each year. I don't feel badly at all. I just sound like awful, terrible, in fact. Maybe I should just let the two of you do the program so people have to listen to my voice.
I'm curious to know your thoughts on this because I feel like you go with this like kind of stuff. Because I feel the same way, too, and I don't know if that allergies are getting worse or things are weirder out there or if it's just because naturally we're getting older, so it's harder. We're noticing the progression more than we did before.
I think there's more stuff in the air. I think there are more things that are pollutants. I think we all are finding things that we're, you know, when I say to myself, what is the matter with people? What are the peanut allergies? Or, I have a gluten allergy. I never had a... I didn't even know where it came from until about 20 years ago it started. And Ken Kronhaus sent me to a specialist in Florida. And, you know, he told me what was wrong and why it happens and all that other stuff. But what can you do to prevent it? It leads to celiac disease, which can be not too great for your esophagus and your system, your gut. We were talking about that earlier, how important your gut is to your overall health. So... this stuff seems to have compiled. We all are going to have, you know, something that's going to get at us. I'm fortunate, knock on wood, to have really pretty great general overall health. And I think that's, I'm not sure which goes first. Is it because I'm as active as I am and as busy and as mindful as I am? Is that why I'm healthy? Or am I healthy and therefore it allows me to do all of that stuff?
Yeah. Or your exposure to certain things, if it's kind of helping you or hindering as well, as far as
I may
the
sound like
seasonal
a,
allergies.
A student of the Stephan School of Life, but my theory on the whole allergy thing is it kind of goes back to what you're saying. Like, you didn't know I had a gluten allergy. I didn't know. Same thing when I went through allergy time. I didn't know I had all of the things that I had. But I think because our bodies are so inflamed now with all the junk that's in the food, because so many of us eat stuff that just, it's not real food, that our inflammation is so high that's why the allergies and all of that stuff has more of an effect.
But and I'm very conscious of what I eat. And by the way, if you didn't hear this earlier, in the Food, Farm, and Family Report, we basically have told people to stop eating dark chocolate because it's not good for you. It's
dark
stuff
chocolate
in
is
it.
The only chocolate that
no.
was.
Right? Yeah, it's
not now.
Healthy for your heart and all of that stuff, but they're finding so much toxins and metals and all of that if you have it in a low amount in moderation, it's okay, but too much is awful, and there's no safe amount to actually consume of these things like lead and all of that,
I
which
can
up. Be... Yeah,
well,
right?
You know what it does.
And I also say don't give them to small children, and then pregnant people shouldn't have it because it can hinder brain development, which, like, that's scary stuff.
Well, but what it does is speak to the whole food system and food supply and how we've let, you know, the politicians are so busy arguing with each other about nonsense that the real stuff is not being addressed. That is, what they're there for is to work for you to take care of things that would be harmful to you, or whether, you know, whatever, to look across the board at the rules that we live with. And so
you just look at the train crash and how many of them subsequently have happened with chemicals, spills, and all that stuff. And it's like, what is that doing?
Where do they come from and where are they going? What are they using those chemicals for? That'd be a good That's
and
a great question.
You know as well as I do that those train derailments are happening in places where there aren't a lot going on, which means that there is a lot of farm stuff going on. There's water and air and all kinds of stuff that we have to worry about. But it seems like we'd much rather fight over, you know, a Manhattan DA than whether or not we're going
to... Or whether Trump stole... I don't care. That stuff. What I care about is what I eat, what I breathe, how my children are going to be in 20, 30, 40 years from now. The food supply is dangerous. There's no way around it. And I don't mean to be... It's not... I'm an expert when it comes to food and the farm. So I can claim with credibility that I know what's going on. And what's going on is that four or five companies control the source of 80% of the food that you eat. There are four or five companies that control the supermarkets where you shop. And they are all in collusion. And the drug companies, they're all in. It's not. I'm not Alex Jones here with a conspiracy theory. Look around. Look at the board of directors of some of the big agribusinesses. Look at the board of directors.
Big agri is the same as like the big food, the big seed companies and stuff.
Yeah,
because you got the seed
companies
same. And the or pharmaceutical. Excuse me. So you have the agri and the pharmaceutical companies, and they're all the same.
Yeah.
What does that tell you?
Yeah.
Get people sick so that we can treat them. Yes, we're living longer, but didn't I think it was here I heard you guys talking about of all the top five developed countries in the world, we live the least longest because we're just, you know, it's too much. We're gobbled up too much big stuff.
It's too easy. So now along comes a pair of opposing judicial decisions over the weekend that left the status of a common abortion pill up in the air. Two federal judges have issued contradictory rulings on whether this, I can't pronounce the name of it, whether it's supposed to be on the market or it's not supposed to be. It's one of two drugs used for medically induced abortions, appears likely to remain available, at least in the immediate future. So this Texas judge, Matthew Kaczmarek, found the Food and Drug Administration ignored safety concerns during the decision-making process that, you know, when they're looking at this drug 20, 30 years ago, he found mailing of abortion drugs violates the Comstock Act, whichever the hell that is. That's an 1800s bill. So they're reaching here for this. And then in Washington State, this was like within a few minutes, another judge named Thomas Rice issues a separate ruling requiring the people who make this drug to remain available, arguing in part that it was unusual for the judicial wing to interfere in an executive branch regulatory decision. So here we go, back and forth. Is this the most important thing going on in the world? Why does this have, why, what are we doing to ourselves? You know, you can get all emotional about it, but if this doesn't affect you personally, why are you so invested in it? Why are all these men so invested in abortion rulings? Why and how it? I just.
Well, I mean,
what do you? What are we doing to ourselves?
This is probably not the best one to go down because it's an emotional issue. A lot of people think, you know, it's death, and other people think that it's a right, and it's a hard one to navigate.
Yep, it is. That's true. All right, here we are at 18 after the hour. This is Good Day.
The waves were mighty and fierce as could be when my lady and I got lost at sea. We tossed and turned and we nearly drowned when my brave little boat went down.
Whoa, 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 no, none of that's true. You haven't had a date in a year or two. The sea was calm and the sky was clear and you crashed right into the pier.
Yeah, fine.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Fab 23, half the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. Time for social media and trending items. The situation with this, I find this is not social media, but it kind of is. The story of a five-year-old girl from Westport, Massachusetts, that's down on the southeast coast of Massachusetts, went on a digital shopping spree last week, spent thousands of dollars while playing on her mother's cell phone. Oof. So the mother is stunned to see
the mother needs better safeguards.
Well, of course, and why do you have, why are your children playing around with your phone? Why is a five-year-old playing around with your phone?
It's like there are a lot of educational things. It's not just social media or like mindless scrolling through videos. There are educational apps, and there are some really good videos on YouTube. And she's older. She's not like under the age of two where it could be detrimental to the brain development.
You're not going to sell me on this, Jay. I love you. I just don't. I'm not into this. You may be as a mother, and other mothers may find that it's good. I just can't. I find the bad outweighs the good with these things.
Well, in this situation, for sure. Clearly, the parent did not know what the child was doing on the phone.
Right.
And went ahead and, like, spent, what, $4,000?
Yeah.
Okay, so we have to know what they buy, because these stories always crack me up, even though it's, like, I'm sure, like, panic time for the parents. But, like, what was it, the story, like, I think last month, where the two-year-old ordered all kinds of McDonald's, remember, like, $800 from DoorDash?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I think it was a little bit older. But he, there was somebody who ordered, went and, like, DoorDashed or Uber Eats or something and did food from different places, but they also got food for their family. I'm like, well, I thought you would like this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just try it out. All right, we also have posted, Jay has, at the Good Day, well, both Facebook and Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air, the Easter wishes we sent to you, and what was your experience? Christina said, wished everybody just a happy, blessed Easter. I think that that's what it's kind of all about. If you get down to it, a lot of people just think it's about candy and that kind of stuff. But some nice Easter messages from people, and it's just like, happy Easter. Thank you. Happy Easter. Here's Leonard Hoffman, who says, happy Easter to you and the girls. And then he sends along a story. I like it when people say, okay, well, this is this and that's that. He uses it to connect me to a farm story about a new sort of boiler system. I actually went yesterday to a farm out in western Massachusetts to pick up some fertilizer, And it was a, one of these combo farms that is outdoor and indoor. And they had these beautiful greenhouses and the most elaborate, amazing heating systems for these huge greenhouses. And then I figured out that's how, you know, some of these big companies that are growing so much fruit and so many vegetables in the off season, they grow them like this in these big hothouses. And the kid who was responsible for it, he says, yeah, the tomatoes get big, but they don't taste like any, they don't have any taste in them at all. And they don't. The bigger these, you know, the bigger the farm, the less likely it is that it has good food for you. That's basically the bottom line.
That's rough.
Yeah, it is. So anyway, but happy Easter to many of you that had the time and the ability to spend with your family. That's kind of a cool thing. All right, so then we get into other items of interest here. When you just ask people, have you had a good day? Here's a lady named Colleen who had an awesome day. She says, I went out in the yard and I weeded. I drank a beer. How many people do that? Go outside, right?
A lot of people go and work in the yard just to drink a beer, I think.
Yeah.
That's how they earn it.
Right, exactly. Or pour a little on you. And then this Jeff said he had the honor of singing in our church, and he sent me a copy of the video.
Nice.
Very, very nicely done.
Yeah.
Jeff, that was nice. That was appreciated. Sweet. Yeah, family portraits of what they had for Easter. So thank you for connecting with us. You're on a good day. It's 28 after the hour.
8 great shopping tips. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks, and I am real impressed with all the ways to save that you are sending. Gabriella writes, I began buying fold-top sandwich bags to use with food items that don't need to be airtight. Even a sandwich at work won't spoil since you'll eat it within 3 or 4 hours. And fold-top bags are much less expensive than those Ziploc-type bags. And she whipped up a tasty ceviche using a can of sardines. Much easier to work with than fresh fish, shrimp, or crab meat, she says, and much less expensive. She writes, who would have thought it would be a hit with my picky son? So then she tried canned salmon. You can read her entire post on my blog where you can share how you are coping. Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The United States and Philippines militaries launched their largest ever joint exercises this morning, a day after Chinese forces finished drills around Taiwan. More than 17,600 military people are taking part in the scheduled annual bilateral exercise that runs for over 2 weeks and will include live fire drills. The number of soldiers is twice the number that took part last year. A shooting at a Louisville, Kentucky bank yesterday morning has left at least 5 people dead and 8 others injured, including 2 who are in critical condition. The Louisville Metro Police Department announced last night one of those wounded in the mass shooting at the Old National Bank, Dina Eckerd, had died. At least 2 officers were shot during the exchange, including 26-year-old Nicholas Wilt. Wilt underwent brain surgery after the shooting and is in critical but stable condition. He graduated from the police academy less than 2 weeks ago. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, here's the way to get to us. Once a day, every day, you should have a bowl of Campbell's soup and also a call to Doug. 855-999-DOUG. That's the number, Jay, right? Do I have it right?
You do have it right. 855-999-3684. We want to hear your thoughts and your voice.
At the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. The Dugger has a tax deductible voice. I can't make as much money, so it's a tax deduction having all
it
the influence.
Sounds better now than it did half an hour ago. So you're getting
warming
warmed up,
yeah. Cleaning up. Yeah. Does anything smell worse than tuna fish? I just opened a can of tuna fish to feed some to Daisy. Ugh.
Yeah.
It's terrible. It smells.
It's not great, but there are things that are probably worse.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Like what?
Death,
give me one of them.
Poop.
All right. Yeah. Good. Good to know.
I don't know. Rotten broccoli.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever smelled roses? Actually smelled a rose? Roses stink.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I love a rose.
So is this all stuff we're creating this imagery in your mind, folks? And, you know, my old thing about thoughts becoming things. So are we going to spoil? We're starting with tuna fish and how bad that smells, and then go through all the other things that smell. So anyway, I do think that thoughts are things, and so when you think that, you can come up, you can conjure without actually smelling it. You can smell it. You can recreate that. It's like a picture, your eyes, mind. You look at something a long time ago, and that has captured a vision in your brain, and all your senses do the same. It's like when you cut your finger with a knife. That stays in your mind. The smell of tuna fish. And think of all of your senses and items that, when they are experienced, get registered in your mind.
Do you want to know my tuna fish story?
Yes, Jennifer. Love
so
to have you.
Back long, long ago when I was a young girl, in my early 20s, my friends and I used to go on like a vacation every year. And so a lot of times we went to Europe a couple times. We did like Canada and the East Coast once. And one of the times we went to Cancun, and the girls booked it through, I'm not going to say the name, but a very big box store that does travel. And apparently at that time it wasn't all that hot. I think it's better now.
Yeah.
So these planes, where you would have loved it, had like the overhead speaker was broken, so the guy would just have to yell down the aisle the safety instructions. It was really janky. Good. And like the seats had no pat, like they were so old, it was just like fabric over like the metal and didn't have a lot of like padding in there left, because it was obviously a really old plane that they used for these purposes. And so we did not really, we were not crazy girls. We didn't do a whole lot of drinking when we would be on our vacations, but our last night, I don't know who was the genius, we came up with the booze cruise that you do through Cancun.
Right.
And one of us had like a terrible Montezuma's revenge. The other three of us had enjoyed the booze cruise. And we get on the plane to come home. And I kid you not, the food on the plane, they handed out cans of tuna fish to people. With
There are just some things that should not be consumed on an airplane.
I thought I was not going to make it back to Los Angeles, is what I thought. It was just not nice at all.
And
even if only like two people opened their can of tuna fish, it still stunk up that whole plane.
I can now see, I'm smelling it on my hands because I cleaned the water out of the can. And I washed my hands with soap, and it's still there. Now, am I tracking something from a previous experience that, even though it maybe the smell isn't really there, but I have created it in my mind? Think about that for a moment or two. Whilst we visit the police blotter, go to California, Jennifer's home state, where apparently a policeman died of a suicide. He was on duty. Do you know the story?
I don't
about
know that
this?
Story.
Really? This fellow is in the Tulare Police Department. They thought he had died of a heart attack, but he didn't. He just killed himself. The department made several attempts to contact him. He was in uniform on duty. They couldn't find him. And then they did find him, and he was dead.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you wonder about this, the officers in this. The department's name is Aguilero, I believe is how you pronounce it. Maisel Aguilero, not important for the story.
Don't forget, in this area, and I'm not saying these two things are connected, because this could just be someone who was traumatized or going through something that we don't understand. But up in that area, there was a story about
a
that whole house.
Area.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, the whole house of people who were shot and killed. Remember, there was like a drug war. And then it was just revealed a couple of weeks ago that some of the police officers, like at the highest levels, were actually involved with running these drugs through this area. Yeah. So I'm not saying that is involved, because we do not know.
But there's been a lot going on. She was like one of the leads on this.
Yeah. There's been a lot going on with that department over the last several months.
But it also goes to show that mental health is so needed, the resources and everything.
Well,
and even police officers, such a high-stress job where we are constantly seeing this, where I think the main focus when it comes to police officers is so that they don't react and kill somebody else.
But how do we have this
them within themselves?
We have this contradictory view of police officers, yes. We acknowledge that it's a stressful job, but yet we think about in terms of police officers stopping by the donut store and that whole,
that
business.
I don't know. Yeah,
I think
that was
really
an old
job, right?
Stereotype.
And the sad thing is, like, we had in LA County something that was being considered, and thankfully people were so outraged by it that the Board of Supervisors had to throw it away. But basically, it would have provided for anyone who would have been given $50,000 or less in bail, which, remember, we have no cash bail going on right now anyway, mm-hmm. but they'd be let right out. So it'd be catch and release. No. Why would a police officer kiss their husband or their wife goodbye, kiss their kids goodbye, and go to work to try to arrest people just to let them go again? I mean, it's just, it's absolutely ridiculous what's happening, and especially in big cities. I don't, yes, there are some cops who don't do things right and who don't do things by the book, acknowledged. Mm-hmm. By and large, these people have a tremendously difficult job, especially with everybody looking at them and vilifying them every 5 seconds. Ugh, I can't even imagine. Mm-hmm. It's why people are retiring, and we're not going to end up with the best in the best.
No, you don't. You have, in my community, they're hiring young kids, or they have just put out a call to try to get people from other departments to come here because it's better for XYZ reasons. But there are there's holes in almost every department. There are needs for, and the younger people that are coming along just aren't that experienced with life. So when they get into a situation that's a life and death mm-hmm. situation, which is police encounter that sort of stuff all the time.
Yeah,
you have no life experience. Pass. Yeah, right. Here's a police pursuit in Woodland over the weekend, Jennifer. Woodland out on the 101. 13-year-old boy. What's say it again?
Woodland is different. Are you talking about Woodland Hills?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
101.
Woodland is, I know what you're saying. Woodland Hills is in L.A. County. Woodland, California is up in the Sacramento area.
Yes.
Anyway, so this 13-year-old boy takes the car and is driving erratically because he doesn't know how to drive. And it ends up this whole chase with one person dead, a dozen injured in this crash. So the policeman chases the car down the street because he sees it going erratically. And apparently this kid stole it from, it was, you know, the family said the car had been taken, but he took it and he decided, I'm going to go out for a ride. So here is this 13-year-old that basically kills somebody and hurts badly another dozen people. What do you do to this kid? What is there? What's the penalty? A woman dies and 10 people are hospitalized. What is this 13-year-old? What's his punishment?
I know.
And how do you punish him? Right. And this is... Yeah, the investigation continues by California Highway Patrol, but it was pretty obvious what happened. So what do you do? What prompts a youngster like this to go, okay, there's a car, I'm going to get in it and I'm going to drive it, and you don't know how to drive?
Idiocy, because they think they know that they're in charge of everything and they don't realize that they're only 13.
Yeah. The new director of a Department of Justice, one of the offices in it, focusing on community policing, another item from the police blotter, supporting police departments around the country. Community engagement is what defines a good police department, according to this fellow, Hugh Clemens, who is the chief of police, as it turns out, in Providence, Rhode Island. He's the head of the community-oriented policing services in the Department of Justice, was the police chief in Providence before. He's got 34 years on the job. He says that his time as an officer and a leader serves him well in understanding what the police go through on a daily basis and what funding they need. That's what he's supposed to be doing, putting together needs with funding. It's an interesting idea, interesting opportunity. Hopefully he's not so policey that he doesn't see the bigger picture. You know what I'm saying?
Policey?
Yeah, kind of, you know, how that sort of, there's a mentality. There are 18,000 police departments in our country. Do you know that? 18,000 jurisdictional police. See, that's the other thing that I think we ought to be doing. Police departments, fire departments, instead of every little community having its own police and fire, well, here in Framingham, we're putting together a community or a regional policing network so that the dispatching is done out of one unit for all of the surrounding towns.
I mean, I think that's okay if it's a small town that's, like, figuring it out. But you don't want federales in this country. You know, you don't need... We already see what kind of disasters happen at the FBI at the highest levels.
Yeah.
Not necessarily the rank-and-file officers. I don't know if we want, like, one police... I can't imagine if there was, like, one police force for the state of California. You know, that would just...
No, well, there is. But that's the problem, Jennifer. That's another thing. Like, California and Florida are horrible. There's one... the cops are always stepping on each other because there's so many. There's the state police.
You've got the highway
the
patrol.
You got the highway patrol.
Sheriffs are usually on contract with counties, and then you have the LAPD for like city.
Right. Well, same thing in Florida.
Same thing. Yeah.
Yeah, and there's just too many of them. They're uncoordinated, and they make a mess out of a lot of stuff, frankly. So anyway, we're speculating here on what the right thing to do is when it's easy to see that there are a lot of things that need to be corrected, and yet we spend our time talking about stuff that has no consequence to reality. Now, James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas, there's this huge sinkhole that has, this is down in Liberty County, mm-hmm. which is near Beaumont, sort of halfway between Beaumont and Houston. The sinkhole has opened up again. It was first detected in 2008, and then there was, you know, it started as like a 20-foot gap in the ground.
Yeah.
And now it's 260 feet deep and 900 feet wide.
Yeah, this is somewhere south of San Antonio, I believe. And if you've seen pictures of it, it looks like a meteor has, like, crashed down into the ground.
It looks like some La Brea, that TV show.
I love that show. It's so stupid, but it's so fun.
Yeah, it is stupid.
Sit there and go, why am I watching this? But it's still good, and I'm there every single week, and I'm ready for another season.
Really? Yeah. Well, anyway, you got a real live sinkhole. That one is a make-believe. This is a real live one. And you wonder, where does it go? How far down does it go? The geological people are out there trying to figure it out, and they haven't figured it out yet. So expect a dinosaur to crawl out of that hole at any moment. 48 past the hour on Good Day.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Imagine, it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think.
Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200, plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now 53 after the hour on the Monday Good Day program, April 10th. Doug Steffen here with the ladies, and I suppose you could say ladies and gentlemen, because Tom Kreidler is a gentleman and a gentleman. Tom Kreidler is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program here every week at this time to go through some of the questions that come from our listeners and let you know where you can find good information. I'm doing a floor in the one of the barns. We were putting, fixing up a couple of apartments that are in the barn. So I went to Lumber Liquidators for the first time.
Okay.
And,
what do you think?
Well, I got cheap flooring. I didn't want to spend a lot of money on the flooring anyway because it's not that kind of a place. But I was interested in, I haven't really gone into those, you know, anything since I built my house, the one that I built almost 40 years ago. I haven't really paid much attention to this stuff. And there's so many different things, Tom. It's
amazing.
Just amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. The Lumber Liquidators changed their name. It's now LL Flooring.
Yes.
And
right.
You know what's really flying off the shelves is all of these different products now that look like wood, but are just incredibly durable and beautiful with practically zero maintenance. The last two floors I did, I used this new product they have, which is a stone hybrid called Duravana. And I cannot believe how durable these surfaces are. This product.
I've told you that I'm involved in a couple of parties in the development of a farm up the street. And we're looking, there are going to be 63 units in the development. And so we're looking at flooring and stuff now. And that reminds me of what we looked at, the kinds of things and how durable they are. And they grade things on how many times you can sand them.
Yeah, that's called the Tabor abrasion test.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like a disc that they spin to test the wear. It's like a sanding disc.
Yeah.
And you get so many revolutions of this sort of standard test, and it's graded, residential or commercial, basically based on the result of that.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to Greg, who has a question about putting down wood deck boards. It's sort of in the same league where we are. What do you do? Do you put the bark up or do you put the bark down? How do we answer that question?
You know, a lot of folks don't even know what that means, bark up, bark down. But bark up means the outside. If you look at the board from the end grain, which is the outside of the tree, which is the inside of the tree? And you want to put the outside of the tree, which is what we call bark up, facing up on the deck. Because if the deck board is to cup, the edges are going to cup downward when the bark side is up. And if the edge, if it's upside down, then they'll cup upwards. It becomes a tripping hazard.
Wow. That's, well, there it is. That's why you're the expert. That's why you're here.
It's because I have a knack for almost useless knowledge.
No, that's very important. That's good. All right, so the Money Pit podcast is available also. You listen to Money Pit radio program, the podcast. There's also lots of notes on the newsletter that comes out, moneypit.com/newsletter. Termite season has arrived. Yes, they love them in California. They're there all the time.
Oh, but yeah. You know, it's a good time just to keep an eye out for termites. And, you know, when I was a home inspector for all those years, Doug, we used to find termites in about one out of three houses in New Jersey.
Oy.
I used to say there's three kinds of houses, those that have termites, those that had termites, and those that get termites. And
right.
We would look for these mud tunnels, which is what they build on the foundations, usually on the inside of the house.
Really?
On their way into the building, because it keeps the work area for the termite dark and moist while they work their way up to your wood.
Mm-hmm.
And they go back and forth to the ground for soil. But you should be doing a termite inspection with a professional on an annual basis. But the good news is it's...
Everybody, no matter where you live?
Well, I mean, there's parts of the country where you don't have subterranean termites, but certainly subterranean is something you want to inspect for on a regular basis, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, wow.
But if you do find termites, the treatments today are super effective, and they're non-detectable treatments. So that means the pesticide is injected into the soil around the foundation, and the termites don't know it's there, so they willingly pass through it, and then they bring it back to the colony, and then that eliminates the termites that are near your house.
Ah, okay. So there you go. All right, so that's from the Money Pit podcast. What do we have in Money Pit newsletter? I noticed you spend a lot of time talking or writing about mold and how to keep it.
That's because everybody asks me about it so frequently.
Yeah.
But we talk. We do have a great story in the newsletter about the 10 tips to prevent mold in your home. And we talk about the fact that moisture is the real key here. You got to have moisture, you got to have air, and you got to have a food for the mold, which is usually drywall or some other type of organic material. When those three are present, you get mold.
You gotta have mold. Lots and lots and lots. Okay, all right. There we go. MoneyPit.com/newsletter. MoneyPit.com/podcast. It's the Money Pit. Tom Kreitler, Leslie Segretti here helping us out on Monday, 59. Past the hour on Good Day.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.